You are looking live at Ohio Stadium in Columbus, Ohio.
You are looking live at the Georgia Dome in Atlanta. You are looking live at the Los Angeles Coliseum. You are looking live at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City. You are looking live at a sold-out Memorial Stadium in Columbia. You are looking live in the Cavern of Hudson Stadium in Eugene, Oregon. You are looking live at Arizona Stadium in Tucson. You are looking live at Heinz Field in Pittsburgh.
Brent Musburger, right. 86 years old.
He's 86?
He will be in the booth tonight in the second half. So Musburger is being honored. I want to thank Christian for tweeting this in. I did not know this until just moments ago that Brent Musburger is going to be honored by the Pro Football Hall of Fame with the Pete Rozelle Radio Television Award.
Yeah.
And what that means is they're giving him his flowers. He's going to be there on NBC. He'll do a pregame interview with Maria Taylor. And then in the second half of the game, he will join Tirico and Collinsworth in the booth.
Okay.
You're
nice.
Put it on the bet board. Will he drop? You are looking live at Benson Memorial, right? Is it Tom Benson Stadium, though, that's called?
That, I believe, is correct, yeah.
Will he drop? You are looking live at the Hall of Fame game.
I hope so.
I feel like he has to.
That would be awesome. I would, if I were Tirico, I would definitely let him get in with that.
So Musburger tonight in the second half, if you want a little dose of the second half. That might be a reason to put it on.
I didn't realize. How long ago did he retire? Like I don't have him being 86.
He didn't really retire.
He's still kind of...
He does stuff for a casino,
also
a gambling network, a Las Vegas-based betting network, which he founded.
Okay.
He is active with them.
He also has since... So since he retired from doing like College Football Weekly and whatnot, he has since been calling Las Vegas Raider games on the radio.
All right.
So he's still the play-by-play man for the Raiders,
man,
on the radio.
That's a pretty good get for the Raiders. Right?
Musburger?
I also, according to awfulannouncing.com, I did not know this about Brent Musburger. He coined the phrase March Madness.
Really?
Yes.
I feel like he should get a cut of that.
He came up with it.
Okay. That's pretty... That should be near the top of the bio.
Yeah.
I think.
What's your legacy? I just invented the phrase March Madness. You know, he said.
I hope he gets a piece of that.
Honestly, he said it was late one Thursday evening after the opening games. We had a couple of big upsets that night out west. I said, folks, this is madness. This is March Madness, and that was it. He was also on the original NFL Today broadcasts on CBS, like going way back.
Okay.
So, I mean, he's done everything. So, Brent Musburger tonight.
Is he on the call for anything Bills that is like really memorable? I'm going to ask Mike, because there's a site that lists who had each game.
Yeah.
Because Musburger is going to do, Monday Night Football?
Yeah.
At one point, but the Bills are never on Monday Night Football for a long time. I think I have that right. Was he on Monday Night Football like in the 90s? I'll have to find it. See if there's anything Bills with him.
You know, he works for a gambling network. Wikipedia.
I mean, he lives in Las Vegas. Apparently, he's calling Raider games.
Wikipedia links a story that Musburger told the Sports Illustrated Media podcast. He's always won while betting the length of the Super Bowl national anthem. By having his friends attend the rehearsal the day before the game and time it.
Yeah.
Because some people lip sync it, and that's an easy win because that recording is automatic. Look at this. What a legend. I went to the bio to see, which Super Bowls did he call? And that nugget is what came up.
Some NFL games. There might not be a long history here. I mean, you're going to go back to CBS, maybe. There might be something with him and the Bills. And, he's in CBS from 73 to 90. So maybe there's something there. But
here's one for Yankee fans. He calls the divisional series between the Yankees and the Mariners in 95.
Okay.
That's before you're born?
95.
I'm born in
June of 95, so I'm alive.
It's a couple months. Fair enough, yeah.
Yeah, October 95.
Edgar Martinez, a double that scores Ken Griffey. He's on the call of that. Tons of national championship games. Yep. Tons. And, All right. He was also in Rocky II.
Okay. As himself?
Yes.
I assume?
He was a reporter. He played the right... Okay. Anyway. All right.
He was not in Happy Gilmore 2, I could tell you that.
Everybody else was.
Vern Lundquist was, again, the play-by-play man. Vern, he was great. He's definitely looking like he's up there, but he was great in it. Instead of, I don't know who his partner was in the first Happy Gilmore, Vern Lundquist. For this movie, I can tell you that Post Malone was his color commentator.
Oh, obviously.
Yeah. Because, you know, Happy Gilmore 2, just loading famous people.
You know what we need? I have not seen Happy Gilmore 2 yet. You have. I know many that have.
Yeah.
We need to find out who said no thanks to Happy Gilmore 2. Because the number of people that said yes, imagine how many said no.
I have one person that I think they were busy. No.
Who?
One person said no because he was referenced in it. And if you think about who was in the movie, I mean, Rory is in it. DeChambeau is in it. Scheffler is in it. Koepka is in it. Ricky Fowler. Jordan Spieth. Xander Schauffele. Jack Nicklaus is in this movie.
No,
John Daly plays a role in this movie.
Tiger. Did they shoot for Tiger and they didn't get him?
There's a statue of Tiger. They reference Tiger because they talk about Happy being on the tour for years after he beats Shooter McGavin. And... like, there's one joke made of, like, I was the best. Like, he's talking to Shooter about how, like, Happy's like, oh, I was the best golfer of the 90s and 2000s, except for Tiger. There's another one where there's a statue of Tiger in line with a Happy statue and then a Nicklaus statue. Like, Tiger is the only famous golfer, I feel like, that wasn't in this movie. Mm. And he's referenced. So I kind of want to bet they asked him. And Tiger said, yeah, I'm good. Thanks.
All right.
Which, doesn't that kind of sound like Tiger?
Sure.
He isn't being this nonsense.
He's busy.
You're not taking golf seriously enough with this movie. I think he probably got ass and said no.
803-0550. One other quick thing, big news. You know what? This is appropriate for the Musburger segment. Today is Thursday. There's football on today. It's football season, and I feel like that means we got to do our Thursday three-way parlay. Got to do it. There's no other way.
But now we have four.
There's four of us? There are four of us
there
now.
There are four of us now, though. Doesn't roll off the tongue the same way, the Thursday four-way parlay.
What are we going to do about that?
I think we have to have four. Or how about we do it as three, and if you if you lose, if your leg loses, you're out for the next week. But the problem there is that we're going to have a lot of weeks where I think more than one of us miss. That happened a lot. All right, let me get some lines up. Hall of Fame.
Oh, game. New music. The four-way.
Okay.
The fantastic four-way. So, all right. Jeremy Joe, Josh Owen. We're going to use Underdog here because there are not enough things on the Hall of Fame game. Underdog, you can go higher or lower on a lot of players you've never heard of on their yardage. And I'll start us off.
All right.
You know, you just got to go here with what you like. Jackson Meeks.
Who?
Jackson Meeks. Lions wide receiver Jackson Meeks, former Syracuse product, undrafted. I want to go higher than 15.5 receiving yards. Shout out Jackson Meeks. He was good. I liked him. Jackson Meeks over 15.5.
That's not a very big number.
No. Have you seen the scores of the last 10 Hall of Fame games?
No, I bet they're low. I mean, I saw the over-under for tonight's 32.5.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is not a pretty game, as you are not surprised to hear. And the games are – where are your scores here? Hall of Fame game results. Oh, you pick. Give me your pick. I'll give you the results in a minute.
All right. I will go next. I am going to take Sione Vaki, 26.5 rushing yards. I'm going to go higher, over,
okay,
on that total for him.
Tell Fantasy World
that
like
is
this
a
guy.
Deep fantasy pull there for this guy. He's smaller. He is shifty, which is perfect for the NFL preseason.
Here are the scores of the last, like, 10 preseason games. 21-16, 27-11, 16-3, canceled. 14-10, 17-16, 20-18, canceled. 14-3, 17-13, 24-20, 17-10, canceled. 16-7, 21-18. There's a 30, finally, from the Washington football team. 20-7, 16-10. Like, the last time both teams were in the 20s is 2005. So, you know, plan accordingly.
Wow.
All right. Oh, and Josh, our four-way fantastic parlay.
Fantastic four-way parlay.
Fantastic yes. four-way parlay.
It's thematic. There's, you know, the big movies out. I'm going to with the over on Kai Robichaud, running back for the Lions.
These are all vibes picks.
Yeah, just totally a vibe name pick. I like a name with X on the end of it, so I did it. That's
like it.
That's
over
my
24.5 rushing yards for Kai Robichaud. All right, Josh.
I'm going to round it out with Isaac Tisla having an over on his receiving yards, 16.5. Just elite name, Tisla. Come on. That's
yeah.
He's a wide receiver, future train in the making. Come on.
There was some draft hype about him, wasn't there?
A little bit.
Okay, we have one problem.
What's that?
Underdog makes us pick from two different teams.
They do?
Yeah. All right, that's fine, because I was on the fence between two. I'm going to change mine from Vaki to Kamini Vidal, which is basically the same thing but on the Chargers. He's a low-drafted running back, little smaller, shifty.
Going higher on that?
I'm going higher on 22.5 for Kamini Vidal.
All right, I
love
it.
So just shift to Vaki to Vidal.
What's this year's punishment? Who's going to have to – there's no Chiefs Christmas movie this year.
The punishment. There's a Bills Christmas movie, and that's not a
– Is it the 18-inch putter?
Ooh.
Burn that one.
There you go.
No, hold on a second.
Yep, you got to use an 18-inch putter for a month.
I'm just learning that Underdog doesn't even allow Pick'em in New York State. Folks, it's the preseason for everyone, okay?
That can't be right.
That's right. They currently don't allow Pick'em. Please contact the support team.
You're sure?
Yeah.
I'll call support. I'll get
there
this
it is.
Rectified.
There it is. No,
that's a change, I think.
That's new.
That is definitely new because I used to love Underdog preseason higher overs.
I learned something today.
Okay.
One thing about Isaac Tisla, here's a little fun fact for you. Where was he drafted? Fourth round? NFL fourth round draft order.
I thought he went a little later than he was supposed to.
Yes. He's there in the fourth round. Just, you know, whatever you like here, whatever you want.
He went third round. He went
third
higher.
Round, yes. Yeah. Third round. Where in the third round?
70th overall.
70th.
So it's pretty early.
Mm.
Why?
Because I wanted to check to see just a quick thing. He came in for a visit with the Bills. I know that. I know he was on the list of receivers that they brought in for a visit.
Okay.
So anyway. Yes, he goes 70th.
Yeah.
Two picks later, the Bills go Landon Jackson.
Yeah, he got an invite for a top 30 visit, according to Jordan Schultz, in April.
Yeah, that's all. That's all. I'm just listing a certain number of true facts. Where he got picked, order of pick, did come in for a visit.
Yeah.
Two picks ahead. The Bills did. Yeah, anyway. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us. Jeremy and Joe. We'll get to Bill's special teams coordinator, Chris Tabor, coming up at 9:15. And Steve Tasker is going to pop by at 9:30 as well as we continue coverage from St. John Fisher here on WGR.